Now we'll shift focus from our communal gathering places in San Francisco to the skies high above us. This weekend, over 100 meteors per hour will descend on Earth in the annual Perseid shower, otherwise known as the Fireball Champion. This shower contains the highest concentration of bright meteors, aka fireballs, which are known for leaving bright visible streaks in the sky as they fall, more so than any other recurring meteor shower. San Francisco's urban astronomer Paul Salazar sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney to explain what you can expect to see in the night sky over this weekend.
The Earth is in this magical spot in its orbit around the sun where every year we encounter a stream of debris, and that creates a beautiful meteor shower which will be peeking out over the weekend and into early next week. It's called the Perseids meteor shower, and this weekend will be a fine time to see it for a number of reasons. It's a good shower. It brings a lot of meteors. It could be up to 50 to 100 per hour in a dark location. It's summer, so the weather generally is a little bit better, more pleasant for lying outside at night and enjoying something like this. And we have the good fortune that the moon is cooperating. The moon phase can make a big difference. If you have a bright full moon, that washes out the majority of the meteors. But with a very thin moon that will set soon after the sun sets, we'll have a very good view. With meteor showers, the best way to see them is to be in the darkest location you can find. Now, us city dwellers are trapped by the fact that we have a lot of city light that pollutes our night sky. But even so, there are dark spots you can go to, for example, the beach or the coast here in San Francisco. Even my own backyard, if you can get to a darkened spot. So you want to find the darkest, darkest spot, number one. Number two, let your eyes adapt. Spend a few minutes. Don't just walk outside and expect to see a brilliant number of shooting stars the instant you walk out. You have to be patient, and you have to be relaxed and just kick back on a chair or on the ground or on a sleeping bag or something, and eventually you'll start to notice them shooting around the sky. But ideally, if you can get somewhere where it is really much darker, you want to do that. So if you can travel a little bit north or east of the Bay Area, you'll get a better view. The mountains, of course, or North Coast. I'm going to be up at Mount Tam. So Mount Tamalpais is a place where every month the San Francisco amateur astronomers have a star party. And rather conveniently, our star party this Saturday night will coincide with the early onset of the Perseids. And we're going to, quote-unquote, stay open late so the general public can come up there along with us. We're going to have a lecture, stargazing through telescopes, and then the meteors will start sprinkling around the sky as well. You know, we get pelted by meteors every night because all it takes is a little particle about the size of a grain of sand or a pebble to create a beautiful streak across the sky. They come in at tens of thousands of miles per hour, and at that speed they heat up, they light up, and they're so bright you can see them for 50, 100 miles around in a circle. But when you reach the meteor shower, the annual meteor showers, it's because we know at different points in the Earth's orbit, we're going to encounter a lot more richness, and it's predictable. And again, after midnight, they only get better.
Well, what if one is the size of like a cable car? I mean, is it gonna?
You don't want too many cable cars coming in. Those are dangerous. That's what happened last February. You might recall we had a big impact over Siberia, and something the size of a cable car or a school bus, or in that case, an Olympic swimming pool, something like that, comes into the Earth's atmosphere, and not only if it hits the ground, it's really quite powerful, but even if it doesn't hit the ground, like in Russia, but explodes up in the sky, it's still releasing the force of many, many megatons equivalent. So it's not a good thing. We want the small ones. Little pebbles are good. Some meteor showers actually do routinely bring in larger, if you will, stones and baseball size, and those create what are called fireballs, things that really are much brighter than every other object in the sky. But the Perseids are known for more of like a gentle rain shower. So you're going to get a lot of, I'll call them ordinary meteors. They light up the sky, but they're not super brilliant, but they're sufficiently bright that as long as you're relaxed and you're looking up and you're enjoying the view, you'll spot them, you know, every minute or two swinging by. It doesn't hurt to have a good eastern horizon for this one. But quite frankly, if you just lie on your back and you look straight up, that's the best view. At any given time of the night, whether you start at 10 o'clock at night or midnight, or you get up at 3 or 4 in the morning to watch it, just most important thing is you want to have a good, nice horizon. And also what I think is much more fun is to do this with a couple of friends, or a couple dozen friends, if you can find them. Like I'm going to be up in the mountain with a lot of the amateur astronomers and the members of the public that come up there. It's just, you know, more heads see more things. And even if you might miss one that's out of the corner of your eye, somebody else might spot it. And of course, the beauty of the whole thing is the reaction, is when a good one goes by, everyone just shouts and screams and yells. It's good fun.